What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode number 475 here on the show. Somebody asked me recently what I'm going to do for episode number 500. And I was like, is that coming up? Yes, Rick, it's coming up in 25 episodes. I don't know when that is exactly. I don't know what month that's going to be, but it's coming up, not so distant future. But trust me here, I'm going to blow it out of the water for the episode. Feeling good right now. And you can probably tell in my voice, this I'm recording this on a Monday afternoon. And had an amazing weekend, just a great weekend all around. I take Maya, my daughter, my two-year-old daughter, to the beach on the mornings, on the weekends, to just spend some daddy-daughter time with her. Here in San Diego, there's an amazing surf reef here, not 20 minutes away from us. And it's just so fun to go over there and watch surfers and just hang out with her at the beach and stuff like that. And also gives my wife a break. So anyway, did that both mornings this weekend and had such a blast. So super pumped about bringing you this episode here. And what I want to talk to you about is, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a little while now, in the past few weeks, I've been talking a lot about how to create messaging and content to be able to stand out in your business. And by the way, I get a lot of questions like, well, what's the difference between messaging and content? The content is simply the vehicle for your messaging, right? So I'm delivering, if you will, my messaging to you right now. The content is the podcast, right? So the content is the Art of Online Business, episode 475. This is the content. I'm delivering to you my message. The podcast is simply the vehicle in which I'm able to get my message out, if that makes sense. Okay. And so I've been talking a lot about how to stand out. I mean, we're in, you know, this whole online space is super crowded, right? And so many of us are in very crowded niches. And when I first started out back in 2014, teaching Facebook ads, like nobody knew who I was. I didn't have a following. I had no email list, no social media. I didn't have any history other than I'd been studying Facebook ads and doing Facebook ads for 4 years at that point. And I'd been doing, you know, corporate online advertising and marketing for years before that. But anyway, I went through that whole journey in the last episode. And so just today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about that, about how to really leverage messaging and go deeper with it to stand out, okay? And I want to start that off with we did a virtual happy hour with my team a couple weeks ago. And we're having some fun talking about pet peeves. And somebody on the team, it was their turn. And then they were like, oh my God, I hate the sound of somebody chewing. And they're like, I can't, or like somebody eating, I can't even handle it. I will, you know, like take my earbuds out, like earbuds out or whatever. I just cannot deal with it. It's like biggest pet peeve. We all, you know, we laughed and said, and I said, you know what? I actually got a little bit more serious with mine. I said, one of my biggest pet peeves is feeling like I'm being talked down to. Like, I hate if someone is condescending towards me. It drives me crazy, gets me super angry. It's a big trigger for me. And I also have zero tolerance of when I see other people being condescending towards other people. And it became such a trigger for me that several years ago, I really dove in and try to figure out where this whole came, why was it such a trigger for me and where did it come from? And not surprisingly, it happened a lot when I was growing up, you know, my family life and, you know, from my parents and also grade school for me. And I mean, look, my parents were only doing the best they could and they knew how, but I realized that growing up as a kid, I was talked at most of the time rather than talked to, right? And obviously that really affected me later in my life. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sharing this story with you. I was being talked at most of the time rather than talked to. And for my grade school, I went to a very small Catholic grade school in second through eighth grade. I was an altar boy, my friend. I was an altar boy, I don't know, it's up through eighth grade maybe? I don't remember when it was, but I used to be an altar boy. That's a fun fact for you that I don't really talk about. No one really knows that. And I was, during my Catholic grade school days, I was definitely only talked at the whole time, not to. Right. So it's probably not a surprise that when I started, you know, this online business of mine back in 2014, my first instinct was to teach. And by teach, I mean talk at people. Because I really hadn't realized why I was like that, why it bothered me so much to feel talked at rather than talked to. And so that's basically what I knew. I was in the corporate world. In the corporate world, I sold online advertising for huge companies and big sites and stuff like that. All different types of, you know, online advertising. And so I was doing a lot of talking too. I was like sharing why these companies should do it, all these other stuff, you know, like, oh man, just thinking about that. And I wondered why it was so difficult when I started my online business 7 years ago. I wondered why it was so difficult to grow my audience at first. And it wasn't until I got some of my first ideal customers, quote unquote, and I actually talked to them. And I've shared this with you before here in the podcast. It took me a year and a half to, back then I get on Skype. It sounds so funny now, right? I got on Skype and I had, I think like five or six calls. I remembered I was sitting in a Starbucks here in San Diego. This is back when I lived in LA, but in the corporate world, I would come down here. And so I was down here visiting friends or whatever. And I remember being at this Starbucks and I was on Skype calls with five or six of my, what I considered my ideal people for the program that I had at the time, the Facebook ads program. And I remember getting off that call, those calls, and I was like, oh man, like why, number one, why didn't I do this earlier? But number two, the big aha moment that I had was they just want to be heard. They want to be understood. They want to be validated. They want empathy for where they're at because you uniquely get to help your perfect customer for where they are at. And remember, I've talked about that in the last couple episodes here. You are very likely your perfect customer, or I should say you were once your perfect customer, right? So like, if you help somebody, I don't know, in the gardening space and you help people create gardens, I pick that example. I know nothing about it. Although I'd love to create a little garden box here outside our house. But anyway, like if you are an expert gardener and you teach it and you just have this amazing process for how to do it and it just, you know, you bring in your, you know, your fun and you create this amazing community, et cetera, et cetera. You get to put yourself back in that position when you were just starting out in gardening and you remember like, oh my God, I had no idea what I was doing or like the soil or whatever, right? Your perfect customer is very likely a past version of you in your journey in your business. And so that's really what people are looking for. They want to be understood. They wanted to be heard and validated. Like today with Maya, you know, who's my, again, she's my 2-year-old daughter. I know that if I, and I've, this is my evolution as a father, I know that if I want to calm her toddler brain, right? She's 2. I need to validate her and tell her that I'm, or at least I'm trying to understand her, right? And that's how I get her to calm down or do something, not by talking at her. Because trust me, that does not work for me. And so it's the same thing for your audience, right? People, of course, they might like your how-to videos. And I'm not saying don't do how-to content or whatever, or your emails, your IG reels or whatever. But it's when you are completely intentional with how you're using your content and being strategic with it, meaning you're creating real connection with your perfect customers. You are doing things like taking a stand or taking stands for what you believe in. And you're sharing your values through your content, etc. And again, I've talked about the values thing, you know, here in the past few episodes here as well. What I'm not talking about necessarily is like the values within your team. I'm talking about the values that are most important to you, right? So I'm like, my most important value to me is my family. So I could be creating content that talks about how to run a successful online business when you've got a toddler running around or something like that, right? That is going to connect with people, parents who have toddlers or a toddler, and they want to run an online business and be successful. And it doesn't mean that that's the only people that I attract, because I could create other forms of content that align with other values that I have, like integrity or entrepreneurship and making money or health or what have you, right? I am attracting my perfect customers based on things like value or taking a stand and creating connection. That's how you stand out in your business and you attract your perfect customers. People that connect with you, they identify with you, they root for you, they have similar values as you. And yes, they want to buy what it is that you have to offer, because when people when they can connect with you, when they align with your values and they're like, man, I just really like what, you know, Joan is doing over here and what she stands for and how she delivers things and what she's been through and what's most important to her, I'm just going to buy her stuff, right? That's what this is all about. Because, you know, we recently talked about selling without selling. That's what we're talking about here. It's your being intentional with your messaging and then with your content and how you put your messaging out there. And if you're afraid of putting yourself out there, and like so many people are, like I was that person as well. And frankly, put me in front of my camera to do like an IG story video or whatever. Man, that freaks me out. But get me up on stage in front of 1,000 people, game on. I love it. Energizes me. I don't know. Go figure. But if you are afraid of putting yourself out there, and if you truly want to have an impact in your business, I want you to think about how many people are not getting your message because your content is just blending in. It's going unheard. It's unnoticed. It's blending in with what everybody else is doing. Think about that. So if you truly want to have a big impact, you've got to put yourself out there. You got to think bigger in how you can help more people, because as you help more people, as you attract more of your perfect customers, well, your revenue is going to go up. And you only learn by doing it, right? So I want you to follow. I want you to take even one piece of what I've been talking about here today and create a piece of content around what I've been sharing with you here. Get yourself out there. But again, not just to create content, because that's what I used to do. I'm like, oh, it's a new Monday. What's my content going to be this week? And I just think of an idea and then do it. No, I want you to be this is working towards being intentional and strategic in your messaging and how you put that content out there. And as you know, if you've been listening to me for any period of time, this is all about seeing what works, what doesn't work, and just optimizing. And then you repeat. Keep doing that. Repetition will make you better. Repetition will allow you to learn what message lands with people and what message doesn't land with people, and what changes you need to make to optimize to keep moving forward. Okay. So if you're interested in diving into this, all this discussion about messaging and content and standing out a whole lot deeper, then I want to invite you to watch my good friend and content mentor, Brandon Lucero. He has a free video series called The Content Revolution. If you've been listening to the show, I just had him on as a part one and part two in the past few weeks, and people, the feedback was amazing. And so in that video series, he talks about, dives into how to finally create engaging content with unique messaging that creates demand for your offer or offers. It builds that profitable connection with your perfect customers and really forces you to stand out because you stand for something. Okay. This is about all about how to get you to go from the unheard person, unheard entrepreneur in your niche, to somebody who is a thought leader, who's standing out. Okay. And just getting rid of the mundane content that so many of us have been putting out. All right. So if you want to check out that video series, totally free. It is epic, man. He took it to a whole other level in this video series. It's rickmulready.com/4x, the number four, the letter X, rickmulready.com/4x. Cool. All right, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. I've got some cool case studies coming your way, like how they did it, what they're doing in their business right now coming your way over the next few weeks here on the podcast here in March. So can't wait to share those with you. As always, thanks for tuning in. Be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.